Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
You should lie down for this. 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness. If only there were a bed that adjusted. Enter Sleep Number. You can both adjust the mattress to your perfect firmness, comfort, and support your Sleep Number setting. And a Sleep Number bed lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress, but costs about the same. Does your bed do that? It's the lowest prices of the season. Find final closeout savings on the Queen C2 mattress. Only $599. Save $300. Plus, free home delivery on all Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Ends June 30th. See store for details. To find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
I'm talking to you, boss.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, 312-644-6767. And Brian, the World Cup is now in the knockout stage, as we know, which means that this is it. It's one and done. It's the NCAA tournament portion of our World Cup, and a lot of people less than enthused, or at least I'm less than enthused with what went down with Russia-Spain. Russia eliminates Spain on penalty kicks. Spain had the ball for like 74% of the game, and it came down to penalty kicks, and Russia ended up getting more saves out of their goalkeeper, a nice foot save to secure a victory over Spain, and so they move on in the tournament. And it had to be some sort of collusion with FIFA, Putin and FIFA. I can't imagine any other way that you could feel good about that. But
it's a witch hunt.
Well, maybe I'm witch hunting. But the fact is that it's always exciting to hear some of the international calls, and this is the Russian call of the Russian victory.
Not, an eight-man booth?
Not. I'm not sure. Maybe some of the support staff were screaming. I'm not sure. That sounds like the five at five. I'm not sure if you can make out everything that was said there.
I'm pretty sure I can't.
But you can pretty much make out that they won, right?
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of excitement.
Wow.
There was a huge party.
I'm not sure my ear is going to recover from that.
Yeah. There's still people drinking, and that's a long time since.
Jeff Garland?
That was actually not the Russian one. That was Jeff Garland right there.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Do we have Jeff Garland? Is Jeff Garland coming to us soon? I believe we'll give you some Jeff Garland before we get out of here. Let's get to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. We have Derek. He's on the road. Morning, Derek.
Morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I don't think that LeBron is going to equate to any championships for Los Angeles. And here's what I think it does. I think it gets him paid a lot of money, and I think it gets Magic Johnson a lot of money because he delivered on his promise to get a high-profile guy, right? But LeBron, how old is he? He's not a spring chicken anymore. He's getting up in age. And who's he going to – I mean, he's going to be in a circus if they keep Lonzo Ball there. Who's he got to win a championship with that is better than what he's had in Cleveland? I don't see it happening.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. Thanks, Derek.
Well, I mean, how does Lonzo Ball stick around once they do figure out whether it's Kawhi Leonard or...
Well, Kawhi Leonard is... They need to make that move, obviously.
Right.
So it would be significantly better team if they had Kawhi Leonard. Did you not see the Dwight Stevenson signing? Did you not see...
Lance
Stevenson. Did you not see the JaVale McGee signing?
I did.
I'm just saying. I'm talking to Jeff. our caller. I mean, how, what,
what Texter said,
what is so much better in Cleveland that he had when he had maybe
one Texter
his best
said,
year?
One Texter said he's already got the excuse that I don't have enough around me to win a championship.
That's the next big three. It's LeBron, it's Lance, Lance, and it's JaVale McGee.
Sure. Who didn't see that coming?
I mean, that's, it doesn't get much better.
Yeah.
We ought to go out and get someone else. That's what Lance whispers to LeBron these days. He's been known to blow in a man's ear. Yes, so we mentioned that Jeff Garland was on the broadcast. He apparently had come straight from Moscow. And there was a lot of swilling of vodka involved in that Russian victory. Let's take a listen to Jeff.
Chicago Are you syndicated in terms of America's Guest on baseball broadcasts?
No, I am America's Guest on one broadcast that allows me to do that. One, and they regret it, and you get criticism on Twitter, I know it. But you defend me. I got so many great pictures today. I was in Joe's dugout before the, you know, his office before the game, and I got, took pictures with his artwork.
Yeah, it's good stuff, and, he has really interesting handwriting, too.
Yes, he does, yes. And by the way, he is going to do Curb Your Enthusiasm this year.
Is that confirmed,
finally?
Yeah,
you're going to make it happen?
Well, it was confirmed before, but then he couldn't because of the schedule.
Now you've got
and the last time I said that, the Cubs won the World Series. Mm-hmm. So let's just, there you go.
The last time he said it, they won the World Series.
That's going to be
not the last time he did it, because he didn't do it, but this time it's going to happen.
I love Banksy stuff.
It's going to be the name of Joe's bar, Joe's Dugout. He was in Joe's Dugout.
And that's not so bad. It just went on interminably, though, right? Isn't that basically what
he was in the radio booth, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have multiple, do we have battling Jeff Garland's? No.
I walk into a clothing store, and there's the Mona Lisa on the wall, and I said, that's a sign.
I was so embarrassed by it. I'll be honest. I was so embarrassed by it as a fan. And
really?
We've goofed around about some of the fans that we don't like, and you'll say...
The celebrity fans.
You got this guy, and you get this guy, and you got that guy, right? I liked Jeff Garland. After yesterday, I didn't...
You no longer like him?
Yeah, it was too much.
It was
much.
More the radio, right?
Yeah, the radio. Yeah, I was driving yesterday.
I was too. I was listening to quite a bit of the radio
version, and he said Pat Hughes's... Like, I guess he does a bit about... Pat Hughes's name, and he said Pat Hughes's name so many times I could not wait for the inning to end.
That's what Joe's going to do on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Just going to say Pat Hughes as well.
Yeah, yeah. Just keep repeating.
Wow, that's really funny.
And then take pictures with him.
Hilarious.
Will Joe bring the art with him? Is that why
it's on
Jeff
loan,
Garland was looking at
it's
it?
On loan at the Getty Museum on L.A.
Yeah, we have a texter saying I honestly had to turn the radio off.
Yeah, it was a bit much.
Yeah.
God bless Pat and Ron and Zach.
I love Banksy stuff.
Boy. I don't know. What can I tell you? I don't know what to say about it. Let's get to Jim. Jim's in DeKalb. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Good show. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
A lot of hype with LeBron. I don't think it really matters what happens. Once Kevin Durant decided to stay in Golden State, you can just give him the championship.
Yeah, Kevin Durant did sign with Golden State. I don't know if we've mentioned that enough, but that's huge news because it means they're going to keep their team together, and they're going to be hard to beat. And it seems like as long as he's there, as long as that team is together, they're going to have a hard time. Anyone else is going to have a hard time winning a title, Jim. I totally agree with you. Now, the issue is what could it take for that to go off the rails? Could it be jealousy among the crew? Seems like you got a really good coach there.
They've seemed to get
seems
through.
Like they've figured it out.
Yeah, if there was going to be any of that, you think that would have
happened already?
Now, right.
Are some of the guys getting a little older now? Some of the supporting players, are they going to have a hard time kind of keeping guys? It's injury. It really is. If Steph's ankles are as shaky as they've been, and if something bad were to happen there, I mean... It would take something.
It's interesting. Steve Kerr's already gone like over the Christmas holiday and sat down with Steph Curry and said, hey, we need more from him, right?
Right.
Then Draymond Green's texting Durant during the Houston series like, we need more from him. That stuff, the ego and whatever.
They want to win.
They all seem to be able to give and take and know ultimately they're all fighting for the same thing at the end. So I don't see that being an issue moving forward. And that's why... our 5-5 question, I said it's more likely the Bulls win a conference championship, again, conference championship, than the Lakers do. I mean, but which team would win it? It really should if the East is as wide open as everyone is saying it is, because LeBron's moved on, and you don't know what Kyrie and Boston's future is. Even they have Gordon Hayward, and they've got Tatum and some great young talent. If the Bulls' plan is really going to come to fruition in the next 3 years or so, they should be in the conversation to win the Eastern Conference, right? Now that LeBron's not there to stop them.
Well, you would think. But
again, and if not, then there's some real questions here.
Yeah, but there are some real questions here. And the real questions begin with the idea that they cannot get free agents to come here.
Well.
That, you know, there's no way around the history of they've gone out and gotten some guys that they wanted and they put some teams together, but they have not been able to attract the biggest name guys. They're not a destination stop in the NBA, which is a pity because I think when you look at them, they are one of the great franchises due to Michael Jordan playing here, due to the six titles. They're considered one of the premier franchises in the NBA, but for whatever reason.
I mean, playing in front of sold out houses, even when you don't have good teams. It's a basketball crazy town, especially if you're winning. I mean, it's still a world-class city, even though some people in this, running the city are trying to change that. It still survives all that nonsense that we have with the politics here and the crime and everything else. So how does that change? Because as much as you hear John Paxson talk about we have the money and we're going to be patient and when it's right to spend, we'll spend. How do you make sure you don't end up with the consolation prize to whomever the free agent superstar is? Whether it's next year or 2 years down the line, whatever, and even makes it more imperative to keep Zach LaVine in the fold. You know, I mean, because you got to treat him as if
he's going to grow into that.
Right. He's restricted now, but I mean, you have to say, okay, if he walks out the door because we didn't want to pay $3 million more per year, I mean, do you really have that luxury? Because
I don't think you have that luxury if you want to keep selling the rebuild.
Right.
I think that it would damage the credibility
Absolutely.
Of the rebuild.
Like, there's a price. There's a certain price where we say,
if the guy that was the centerpiece, whether he is still the centerpiece, is open to discussion.
You know, Bobby Portis is going to get his contract, and David Nwaba is on board, and we still got Chris Dunn and Lauri Markkanen is the second coming. I mean, tap the brakes on that too. I love everything I've seen of Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah,
but now we've elevated him to can't miss superstar. You know, Molly, how many years you cover the league. Things happen. Whether it doesn't even have to be injury, but we'll see. I mean, God bless him. You love what you've seen of him to this point, but you can't just say, okay, there, the be all end all is right there in Lowry, and we can afford to see Zach LaVine walk out the door. And I was critical of Zach at times this year as anybody.
I'm with you. I think it's a credibility issue. I think that it's going to be hard for them to make an argument that everything is
on pace and moving on board.
If you lose one of, it used to be the three, now we're calling it the five.
Yeah, because of money, which we have plenty
of. Well, again, that's, how's Golden State's bench look?
This might have been the text of the day, though. If the Bulls, Darnell Mayberry was talking about the Bulls could take on a bad contract to get a draft pick, and they said, Civic Pride, why don't they take on a bad contract, you Darch.
312-644-6767. If only it worked that way. We're going to do some transition next. It's Mully and Hanley on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This segment was brought to you by Whole Foods. Every day is a good time to fire up the grill at Whole Foods Markets. From fruits and veggies to meat and seafood, Whole Foods Market is the place to find the best varieties. Shop Whole Foods today for all your grilling favorites. Whole Food Market, whatever makes you whole.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein from the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Thanks for keeping the score number one in Chicago. Big news. In 4 days, you will no longer be able to hear our show on TuneIn. Now the only app on which to listen to the score on a mobile device is radio.com. Go to radio.com/listen or download the radio.com app now to continue listening to this and many other radio stations. Make the switch from TuneIn.
You want a beautiful wood floor in your kitchen, bath, or mudroom. But you also know eventually there will be water or mud there. Which ruins everything, right? Wrong. With Woodlook Lifeproof Vinyl Plank Flooring only available at the Home Depot, you get the wood looks you want while being completely 100% waterproof, guaranteed. So now, where there's water, there can be Woodlook. Lifeproof Vinyl Plank Flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
The FIFA World Cup on Fox may be happening halfway around the world, but you're connected to it. It's in your DNA.
Perhaps you've heard of the brilliance of Ronaldo.
Ronaldo, magnificent!
What if part of your DNA originated in Portugal? Or maybe your DNA connects you to Argentina, where Messi is a national hero.
And it's Messi, 3-0 Argentina!
So this summer, root for your roots. Watch the FIFA World Cup on Fox. And let Fox broadcast sponsor 23andMe help you find your connections to the world.
You should lie down for this. 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness. If only there were a bed that adjusted. Enter Sleep Number. You can both adjust the mattress to your perfect firmness, comfort, and support your Sleep Number setting. And a Sleep Number bed lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress, but costs about the same. Does your bed do that? It's the lowest prices of the season. Find final closeout savings on the Queen C2 mattress. Only $5.99. Save $300. Plus, free home delivery on all Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Ends June 30th. See store for details. To find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
Summer off to a tough start, Jack?
Oh, hey, Tubi. Must be time for a new mower.
Well, hey, I'm just a talking inner tube. But I know you'd be having a little more fun racing down water slides and roller coasters or enjoying live shows in the water park capital of the world.
Yeah, we could use a family vacation.
Come on, Jack. Just say the magic words.
Wisconsin Dell!
It's not hard to have fun when you know the magic words. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. It's the weekend. Do yourself a favor and take a look at the credit card debt that you pay each month. Now imagine that you could pay it all off at once. How much would you save? $500 a month? $1,000? $2,000 a month? With home values going up, you are gaining equity at a record pace. This weekend, get on the path to financial freedom and apply for a cash out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert, LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Excuse me, kind human. You should switch to Sprint ASAP and get 4 lines of unlimited for $25 per month per line with a 5th line free. It is an excellent deal that will be gone as of July 12th.
Wow, I'd better get over to Sprint then.
It is going, gone as of July 12th.
Visit your nearby Sprint store, Sprint.com/unlimited, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Savings until 6/30/19, then $60 a month per line, $140 a month per line, $230 a month per line, speed for 5 without a pay, speed maximums, use rules and restrictions apply, excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Coverage and offer not available everywhere for a discount of phone subject to credit and $30 activation.
You want a beautiful wood floor in your kitchen, bath, or mudroom, but you also know eventually there will be water or mud there, which ruins everything, right? Wrong. With WoodLook Lifeproof Vinyl Plank Flooring, only available at the Home Depot, you get the wood looks you want while being completely 100% waterproof, guaranteed. So now, where there's water, there can be WoodLook. Lifeproof Vinyl Plank Flooring starting at just $279 a square foot, only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The new McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Allen Robinson, brand new Bears receiver, joining us on The Score.
Allen, the Bears obviously are very invested in Mitch Trubisky. They traded up. They take him at number 2 overall. We've now, he's got a new coach. All sorts of hopes, right, on Mitch Trubisky. How good do you think he can be?
The sky is the limit for him. You know, it's funny because I'm watching film today. You know, each and every day he does something different, you know, to really make me say, wow, he has an incredible delivery as far as, you know, just how the ball comes out. You know, I mean, he has a tremendous arm, you know, and that's something I've picked up on early just from, you know, catching passes from him and different drills and just watching film. You know, I mean, he can make any throw on the field, you know, and he's an athletic dude. You don't really get that combination at the quarterback position that much in this league.
Mac is back, joining Danny Parkins on your ride home, 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
16.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Ball four ahead of the pitcher Lester. You know how good a bunter he is, but I mentioned the conditions today. He does have one career home run, and he'll probably get a fastball. Another 3-2, and a drive out in the left center, and that baby will go! Three-run homer, John Lester! What did I tell you?
Don't mess around with Big John.
No bunt, hit a home run.
Yeah, wind blowing out, you got power.
Somewhere John Lackey is smiling.
Well, probably the seventh hole somewhere.
Yeah. Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing and using all the ways you can to get a hold of us. And especially thank you for listening. We certainly